Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Patty LaShane from Sullivan and LaShane. They have the swankiest holiday party in town.
They do. Very nice.
It's a who's who, and they have everything. I mean, that house, where do you store all the Christmas stuff?
We have a large basement.
Oh.
And lots of bins.
That place was so tastefully done. It was beautiful. But they always ask for something. Like, sometimes it's a food drive, sometimes it's a toy drive.
Right.
And they decided to collect toys specifically for Salvation Army's holiday store.
Thank you.
And they came in with a bunch of gifts.
It was very popular. Sometimes we get people who donate money because they don't really, like, we did a socks and soup thing for South Park Inn a couple of years ago. Right. We did a diaper bank a couple of years ago. But this time, like, there's, like, bins, and they were just overflowing with all kinds of toys. And, yeah, some really cool toys, too.
Yeah, I didn't go through them before they came in.
You will, Mac. You will. Got 8 minutes.
Last-minute Christmas shopping.
Well, you never know. I mean, the kids need it, but I did too. No, I'm kidding. I kid. But it is great. And I actually think when I was out shopping with my wife, like, we all love toys.
Yes.
So, like, it's a chance for us to, like, say, oh, I remember that, or I remember that, and I grab it. And you know, you and your husband and the firm have always been so supportive of TIC and the show. And so we just wanted to thank you and Pat for being
that was great.
You're welcome. Well, it cracks me up because didn't it start, Ray, when you brought the tree with the command helicopter in Bushnell Park and lit the tree with the former Governor Rell?
Jody Rell,
And that was like the same time frame, right? That the
then 9/11 happened, and that was the end of that.
Oh, yeah.
But I actually do have a painting of the helicopter bringing it in.
Oh, nice.
I did want to ask you both. I mean, obviously, you were very close with Governor Rell, and it's been a tough couple of weeks for you. Just, I mean, again, like, people who listen, they obviously remember when she was Lieutenant Governor and Governor, but I don't know, just your thoughts and reflecting on her.
I think the most interesting thing was she was just a PTA mom.
Yeah.
In Brookfield.
Yeah.
And, you know, she had that leadership quality that people sensed. And when the state rep, who she always helped on campaigns with, just as part of the local Republican Party, decided to retire, they recruited her. And she wasn't. She's like, well, I'm not going to, how am I, what am I going to do in Hartford? I have little kids. And so someone who turned into her chief of staff and kind of her political strategist, Lisa Moody, called me and said, there's this lady in Brookfield that they want me to go. She worked for the Republican Party at the, caucus at the time in the House. She goes, come with me, drive down to, you know, Brookfield. We're going to meet this lady. She's supposed to be like the really interesting, and she doesn't want to run, but they want her to run. So we went down and we sat in her kitchen eating cookies and like iced tea, listening to her. And like driving back, we're both like, oh my God, she'll be great. You know, she just was a natural people person.
Yeah. She was in the House and then.
Yeah, and then
kind of accidentally became governor.
Yeah, well, she was trying, at one point, they were trying to get her to run in John Rowland's open seat.
Right.
And so she thought about that a little bit, but decided she really didn't want to be that far away from her kids and thought she could do more in Connecticut. And then Governor Rowland was looking for, at the time, candidate Rowland, looking for a lieutenant governor, and everybody was kind of like, the name just kept coming up. Jody Rell, Jody Rell, Jody Rell. So I think she did a marvelous job. And, you know, everyone talks about the, you know, the fiscal stuff and the ethics stuff. But I think mostly she brought the tone back to the old school. We'll fight like cats and dogs, but we'll go out and get a Diet Coke afterwards.
Exactly the way she worked.
You can only get the Diet Coke at Burger King. Somehow their combo of syrup and...
Is there one by the Capitol? I can't remember.
I mean, listen, Patty's... We're all quirky, but this is the quirkiest of quirks. She won't get a Diet Coke unless she has to from another institution other than Burger King.
Wow.
And you don't get any food ever.
No.
Yeah. And they know you.
They do. Yeah. They have my order when I drive in. It's 7:05 every morning.
I get this question a lot. Do you want to say anything about Governor Rell, Ray? Did you have anything you want to say?
No, I think Patty said it all.
Do you think the media is too chummy with our leaders? I get this a lot from a lot of different fronts.
I think in this day and age, it's helpful that they are. Not chummy as in I'm hopeful that what they're reporting is based on their training as a journalist. But if you don't get to know someone as a person, then you start making up motivations on why they're doing it. And you start speculating. And the gossip chain involved in politics is enormous. So you go like, well, was that really done because of this? Or did she really have this alternative motive? So I think if they do know them, and I can't speak to Washington because that's not our gig.
Oh,
but
my God.
Locally, you know, mayors, they need to have a relationship so that when they have tough decisions they have to make,
right,
the people will trust them. They're doing it in the best interest.
For the right reason.
Yeah.
We're talking with Patty LaShane from Sullivan and LaShane here in Bryan and Company. Of course, she donated a whole bunch of gifts and also made a generous financial donation. Real quick, I have two questions. I'm going to ask the first one to both of you. Lamont, third term, yes or no?
Yes.
I agree with Ray. And the interesting thing is Connecticut can have a 2-3-peat. He would be the first governor to actually win a third term if he ran.
No one else has ever been third term, but
someone
run
had
for
a third term,
lost.
But it was back in the Ribicoff years. I can't remember the specific details. Where he won for governor, but then he replaced a senator who passed away. And so no one's ever had three full terms. And UConn men, they got to get their giddy up going a little bit there, but UConn men could do a three-peat, and we could have 2 3-peats.
Cool.
Most importantly, Don Teller came back with a peanut butter cup pie that Major Mix sold for $1,000 on Friday, or Joey did. Joey sold it. Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to come back.
We only have a minute here with Patty LaShane from Sullivan and LaShane. And the second question I had is about the budget. I mean, there's a supermajority right now, and all the Democrats want to, you know, tweak the guardrails and spend more money. Deep down, you know the governor doesn't want to do that, but he also kind of needs to find some sort of compromise.
Right.
I mean, budgets aren't sexy, but this is going to be an interesting session.
Yeah, I think it is, and I think they'll come together because I think the one thing that they've learned is their best work is done when they work together. They may not, start that way, but they.
When you say that, you mean Democrats and Republicans or the governor?
Yeah, there's three dynamics that's going on. There's a House and the Senate, the Democrats and Republicans, and the governor and the legislature.
But even without the votes, do you think the Republicans can be able to keep things on the rails?
I think if you look at, I don't remember the statistics, but Trump did better in Connecticut than he did before.
Correct.
And I think he did because people are worried about the economy.
Yeah.
And so I think the Republicans' voices about, listen, we got to take this slow. Look how much we've achieved doing it the right way. You know, maybe incremental, but we're not going to start it incremental.
Right, and that resonates with the public.
Exactly. Yeah, I think people are worried.
You got the holiday thing going. The red looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I personally, I really appreciate our relationship.
Yeah.
You're really helpful.
There you go.
Helpful to me. Ray, it's great to see you.
Good to see you.
You can always come back tomorrow.
Well, I might for
we're here till noon.
I might for a little
bit. We'll get some Bloody Marys across the street or something.
Ooh, that's a deal.
It's just an idea.
Crossing 84, 44, I don't know.
We can drive, though. We'll make
we can drive? Okay.
We'll make it walk. It'll be like when the ducklings are crossing the road in Boston.
Before we have to sign off, thanks to all you guys. You know, Ray for getting the holiday store going, Joey for being there, the producers, because it is it's kind of an iconic event.
It's a lot of work, yeah.
Yep, and it's a lot of work for you guys.
Well, not for me.
But it's important work, and, you know, because of you and because of the people listening, we're going to hopefully allow the Salvation Army to continue to do what they do.